Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will answer the question of what to do with all of our fallen leaves and list all of our upcoming Extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class set for December 10th. But first, November is the beginning of winter in the Northern Hemisphere and known for Thanksgiving in the United States, which can be a time of gratitude, characterized by parades, trips, football, and my favorite, feasting at family gatherings. It's not too late to plan an exciting trip to meet up with family and friends in the coming weeks, as November brings crisp air, bright foliage, and fewer crowds, and big experiences without peak season stress of the coming holiday season. In my gardening news, what to do with all of our leaves is the question on everyone's mind. Bagging fallen leaves in autumn and throwing them in the trash creates a lot of unnecessary waste. Plus, it also channels energy away from our garden that could be used to make your plants grow better. Packed with carbon and other nutrients, chopped fall leaves make a valuable mulch and compost ingredient, but they can be used in other ways too. Here are some eco-friendly ways to deal with the fallen leaves. Add to our compost. Composting using fallen leaves is a natural compost material to enrich your garden soil. After mulching, shred the leaves and use them as mulch around plants to maintain moisture and suppress weeds. One can install this leaf insulation after the ground freezes and remove it when the temperature warms up in the spring to ensure your plants leaf out well. Fallen leaves can also be used as a natural habitat. Leave some leaves in your garden to provide habitat for beneficial insects and wildlife. Leave them for pollinators too. Many pollinators spend their winter hibernating in old plant material and fallen leaves. But if all the leaves are raked away, it can remove natural sheltering spots and leave pollinators exposed to the winter chill. If you want your garden more wildlife friendly, wait until spring to clean the leaves out of your flower beds. In our raised beds, buying soil can get pricey fast, especially if you need to fill up the raised gardening beds. But if you want to save a little money by using yard waste like fallen leaves to fill the base of our raised bed frames and reduce the amount of soil you'll need to purchase. As the leaves break down, they'll act as a slow relief fertilizer and will help your new garden grow even better. Use the lawnmower one more time to mow in the leaves. Leaving thick clumps of leaves in our grass through winter can cause grass to die back and leave you with a patchy lawn come spring. But leaves have a lot of nutrients and they can be transformed into a budget-friendly, natural lawn fertilizer if you mulch them. Simply chop the leaves finely with a mulching attachment on your lawnmower so they don't mat down, and then leave the mulched leaves on your yard to enrich your soil and make your grass grow better. Make plans to utilize your fallen leaves this November while it's dry and warm. This makes it a much easier process and you will see the benefits come spring. In my Extension news, McPherson County Extension is offering a STEAM Explorations course for elementary school students in December. Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math all in one. Come join the holiday fun and work on STEAM challenges in Santa's workshop. We will meet on three Tuesday nights starting December 2nd and ending on the 16th. The registration link has been posted on our McPherson County Extension Facebook page, or call us for more details. Our next Teach and Taste class is set for Wednesday, December 10th, starting at 6:30 at the McPherson County 4-H Building, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make cookie boxes. Our class is always free and hands-on. RSVPs can be completed on our Facebook page or by calling our office between 8 and 5 on weekdays. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.